Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Live it out.
Do it.
And live.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
Tell Mama all.
Cliff.
Oh, no, Terry, hold on, Kendall, just one second, I'm on the phone with Terry the Tamp. No, Terry.
How many times have I told you?
Find some detergent, it's under the sink.
It's okay, listeners, will be right
with
you.
You're going to want to mix it in with some powdered sugar. I don't know where you get real anthrax, you have to make just fake-looking anthrax. We don't want to kill
him. We're rolling.
We want him to think hard next time when they snub him. Yep, send it to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Cut out, you know, send a strongly worded letter. You can cut out some individual letters and glue them on the paper. I've got a big stack of.
As you can probably hear, Cliff's pretty upset about this.
And yeah, just they're gonna think hard. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just charge them. Okay. All right. Sorry, that was Terry the Temp. She's temporarily helping me. She's just gotta send a little mail for me.
Uh huh.
So, this is a show.
It's a show. It's time we get started. We're here on the air.
Time to start the music.
And we're here in Tibet, Cliff. We're right outside of a monastery here in beautiful Tibet.
It is so beautiful here in Tibet.
It's gorgeous. We're up high. We're one of the highest parts in the world.
Oh.
We've already been to the highest point.
We've already been there. We're on the downward slope.
It's all downhill.
This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99 in Busheltown, also known as KBSH. Those are the call letters if you're looking it up in the phone book because you want to make a request.
I have their app on my phone so I can listen to KBSH whenever I'm on the road here in Tibet.
Kendall, when you were a kid, did you ever call and request things from the radio station?
Oh, God, I always tried.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever?
Yes. Did you?
Yeah.
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 I could never get through. And then when I finally did, I thought, and I would like seize up in terror.
Really?
Like, I couldn't remember. I was like, oh my God. I thought like I was live on the air, you know?
Oh, you know, you weren't.
I know. But as a kid, I thought I was like, right now I'm on the radio. And I would like seize up. But I know. And then they didn't play my song because I was calling some weird station for a different song.
Because you were too annoying. they probably dropped that artist out of rotation.
Exactly.
But no, I would call. I called the oldies station and I would just request whatever songs I knew. And I, you know, then later in when I was in high school, I was part of the Madonna Street Team, and I would call the radio stations. I'd say, "Play that new Madonna hit, bitch!"
And now they don't really do that anymore.
Now you can
request anything.
You can, I'm sure. You can vote online. Kendall, tell about what this show is going to be.
Oh, Cliff, it's going to be a fun show. It's about mental illness.
All right,
isn't that exciting?
I'm excited.
Cliff, do you have mental illness? I know I do.
I do. If I sound a little bit weird, it's because I'm on medicine for mental illness. It's because I'm on medicine for a cold. It's because I'm on a little bit of St. Patrick's Day sherry from here in the booth.
You're always on a little bit of that.
And it's just a melange of chemicals inside me. So, if
I'm all out of my medicine. I can't get the doctor to call me back.
No, Dr. Blathers, why won't he call you?
He can't figure out how to use.
Oh, no.
But 1 in 5 Americans have a mental health issue.
Are you
one
kidding me?
1 in 5. So, 2 of us right here.
Wow. Here we are. We're just 2 in 10.
3 people can come in and they'll be safe.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness. Dear. Oh. Made me jump a little bit, dear.
Whoa.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Oh, isn't this grounds of this monastery, oh, so breathtaking, Bowers?
It's so lovely, dear. This is one of the most beautiful, peaceful spots I've ever seen, dear.
Oh, yes.
You look out, dear, and you just want to sit and meditate and think about life and... Oh, Charles, what are you doing?
Oh, No urinating in the meditation pond.
Peeing in the meditation pond. Charles, we can't take him anywhere.
No. Yeah, you know we've talked about this.
Well, okay, so have you gotten any closer to getting us any of those big monk robes?
Yeah, I'm doing my best. I'm working as hard as I can. I'm knitting hats for the monks, dear. Their heads look so cold. They need something to keep warm with, dear.
Oh.
And I thought if I do that, dear, I'll make all of them hats, and then maybe they'll get us those robes that you boys are looking for.
Please, they look so loose and flowing.
They're just so comfortable. We've been on a quest for robes forever.
Oh, my God. I'm so jealous. And you, it's like off the shoulder.
Dear, they
and...
look wonderful. I'm sure to sit back and have a cup of tea. And it's wonderful.
Reminds me of my college days when we would have a toga party at the old fraternity.
Oh, dear, I told you not to bring that up, dear. That's not appropriate.
You know, we were quite rambunctious. We would steal the opposing team's mascot.
Oh, you guys know the party.
Oh.
Dear, well, I've got to get back to knitting these hats, dear. They're not going to knit themselves. There's hundreds of monks in there.
Oh, my God. Oh, now you got your yarn is all wrapped around that bush
over
there.
Oh, my goodness, dear. Oh, look at the... I've left a trail, dear.
Oh, no.
Let's go follow it and see what we find.
All right. Where will this lead?
Oh, Charles, out of the fountain!
Oh, goodness. All right. I hope she knits us some hats. My head's a little chilly.
Mine's not. I'm hot. I'm sweaty in Tibet, and I never wanted to be this fat and sweaty in Tibet.
Well, wherever we are, we're fat and sweaty there.
Wherever we go, whatever we do, we're gonna go through it together. Kendall, 4 of the 10 leading causes of disability in the U.S. and other countries are mental disorders.
Oh, no.
Can you believe this?
It's terrible.
Oh, which includes bipolar, schizophrenia, major depression. I thought that was just my drill sergeant. Kendall, between 70 and 90% of people with mental illnesses experience a significant reduction of symptoms if they just get the proper care and treatment. Think of yourself like a house plant. What, you're not going to sit it next to the window and let it get some sunlight? What, you're not going to water it?
Well, the same jackasses that won't help people that need help that have mental illnesses are the same people that wouldn't put their plants under the window.
Mm. Damn shame. Now, I was thinking this the other day, Kendall. I was thinking, really, mental illness and like anxiety and like these worried thoughts and things that we have. And this negative self-talk that we do, where you're like, Kendall, you stupid fat idiot. Why can't you do anything right?
Like, and you're inside my head.
Yeah. It's because I say the same thing, only I say Cliff instead.
Right.
But anyway, all of those things are totally, it's not even us. It's just these, it's from our programming, like we're a Westworld robot. Because, let me tell you, this one time I saw like a pamphlet at Dr. Blathers' office, okay? Mm-hmm. And it was common traits of adults who were children of divorce. And it was like I'd found my robot manual. It was.
Like, yes, I do that. Yes.
Yes. And it was like all these things I thought were just deep personality traits.
Yeah.
And it was just, which is, it's nobody's fault. It's just like those are the programming things that happened.
Yeah.
It's just insane, so that's why we need to move on, get some people some help, like you were saying, or whatever.
And or whatever you were saying. There was a Saturday Night Live skit years and years ago. I don't know if you remember it. I forget who the...
The one where they're in love and they're on the lover toilet where you poop when you remember that one?
Well, I do remember that one, but that wasn't the one I was thinking of.
Was it the one where you have an extra finger and you burn off the extra finger?
Yes! No, it wasn't that one.
Oh.
It was the one where they went to the psychiatrist and they were talking to him about all these problems and he was like, oh, just stop. He was like, what? He was like, just stop doing that thing and you'll be fine. And I always think to myself, when I think to myself, I just try to sell myself, I'm like, just stop doing that. Like, it's easy, just stop. But I can't.
Yeah. Because it's just the programming.
Yeah.
It's not even really you, what you want to do.
It's above us. It's our programming.
It's above us. Kendall, it's hardwired into your FNA. That's fatonucleo.
Oh, I got so many of those fatonuclei.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I've got 25.
Oh, whoa. 25.
That was fast.
Oh, you know, she knits up a storm.
You knit almost as fast as I eat pizza.
Oh my, that is fast.
Speaking of dinner, you know, I think we should offer these monks maybe a big steak dinner,
oh, dear. I'm way ahead of you, dear. I've got some mashed potatoes already on the boil, dear.
Oh, how lovely. Maybe they would love some lamb chops.
If you have a little extra left over, we'd love to get some of that.
All right, Kindle's sign Kindle up.
Please do.
All right, boys, whatever you say. All right, we'll go. Oh, Charles. Just stop that urinating
for the meditation. My goodness, Charles, how many times do we have to talk about?
What in the world? Tibet, only in Tibet, folks.
Clip, I have tried to figure out the name of this monastery. I've asked and asked and asked, and everyone's taken a vow of silence, so nobody's been able to
they
tell me.
They won't. I'm like, just point to the sign.
So, Cliff, is it time to...
to do something. I'm trying to figure out what segment.
I know.
We're in this f***ing show.
We have Don't Touch That Dial, Dear Cliff and Kendall, and we want to hear something weird.
Oh, dear Cliff and Kendall.
It's time. You've got questions.
Sure.
We've got answers.
I've got a lot of questions.
Dear Cliff and Kendall. You want to hear something? Yes. No.
Yes, I know.
I'm going to help somebody right now.
Help me.
I'm so confused.
What's happening?
Got a letter.
Oh, here we go. You've got a letter. All right.
I've got a letter. You've got a letter. You got a car.
You've got a letter.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
I'm an 18-year-old guy.
I'm an 18-year-old guy.
Everything's a song. Who's having trouble regarding my family?
My family's in trouble.
This is going to be a 20-minute Dear Cliff and Kendall. My parents are divorced, and I moved out of my mom's house after I graduated.
It's just all his programming.
It's his programming.
Rebel against the commands.
Little did we know how much we were going to help this guy today. After the divorce, I flipped back and forth between living with either mom or dad, and I moved into my mother's after an argument with my stepmother, who insists that I call her mother.
Ugh. Ugh.
I didn't consider her my mother. My father's an alcoholic and was completely impaired when he married her, and I've never forgiven him. My mother, a hypocritical tiger mom, made my high school career so stressful it pushed me into severe depression. Anyway, long story short, I want to just disappear and start a new life on my own and never have a thought of my family past. I'm not sure it's worth fixing the mess that my family has become. What should I do? And that's breaking his silence. In bushel.
Pack a bag.
Pack it up.
Go down to the docks.
Hit the road, Jack.
The next... work ship that's going out to sea. You get on. He said, my name's John Doe.
Anyone want to make an honest day's pay?
And it's a new dawn, and it's a new day.
All right.
Kendall, I've got a letter.
Okay.
Take a letter, Kendall.
You get a letter. Oh.
Cliff, ooh.
All right, dear Cliff and Kendall.
That's us.
Tell me what you would have done in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
While dining at an expensive restaurant on a rare night out, we were seated directly across from a nice-looking family. As I was eating my meal, I had a nauseating view of their child's butt crease.
Uh-oh.
Cliff and Kendall, the boy, was a mere 12 or 14. Not 13, though. And I didn't want to embarrass him in a public place. But it put a damper on my enjoyment of the meal, I'll tell you what. Cliff and Kendall, would it have been appropriate to approach his mother and quietly tell her? Obviously, the kid didn't know or give a flip about his crease being exposed. Cliff and Kendall, the restaurant was full, so I could not request another table. And that's signed Meal Ruined in Myrtle Beach.
Why don't you get your nose out of that boy's mouth?
Oh!
Why are you letting it bother you so bad? Why are you looking at this child's butt? Just go back to your meal. Don't pay attention to it.
Just go back to the meal.
Right? What do you say?
I say let it be.
Let that butt crack be.
Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. 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 Let that boy's butt crack. Let it be. I'm going to take a break.
Quick break. We'll be right back.
All right.
Hey, you've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
There was an old lady who lived in a shoe. Her children loved cookies like all kids do. They climbed over the stove on a very tall chair, then opened the cupboard, but the cookies weren't there. The old lady woke up with a horrified scream. She thought she was having a very bad dream. She said candy and cookies and all tempting yummies are kept away from the stove.
Remember that, you young darlings.
The old lady knows just what to do.
Do you?
Oh, Cliff and Kendall are back. Bet you weren't expecting that.
Welcome back to Tibet.
Did we ever think we'd be in Tibet?
No, never.
Never.
When we started doing this show, I would have told you you were crazy.
I would have said you were crazy.
Oh, dear. Oh, do you have the robes?
Oh, well, no.
No, dear. It's been a tricky situation.
Too bad.
Oh, dear. The robes are very special and ceremonial to them, dear, and I'm sorry.
But they're so loose and flowing, and we're so fast.
Dear, they did offer you these beautiful free Tibet socks.
Very generous.
They're very loose and comfortable. They're wonderful people, dear. They just can't give you the rope.
All right.
Okay, we'll take the socks.
All right.
How are you talking to them anyway?
Dear, sign language, of course.
Don't be ridiculous, Mars. Haven't you seen her doing these beautiful signs with her hands?
Oh, I didn't see it.
You know she's got very talented hands,
Mars.
Oh,
dear, please.
Oh, they're
you're
so
embarrassing
beautiful.
Me, dear. Oh, dear.
Oh, sugar lump. They're so beautiful and delicate. Like a princess.
Dear, watch this. Can you read this?
Oh, my.
Whoa, okay now. Okay.
I couldn't read it, but I could only imagine.
All right. Well, so
while you're weird.
Well, yeah, while you're in here, let's do this. Want to hear something weird?
Oh,
segment.
Dear, I look. Just as long as it's not too weird, dear.
Nothing too bizarre here at a monastery.
You know, it's never too bizarre. Mine's always about squirrels and stuff.
Oh, all right. Kendall hit us with a squirrel.
No, it's not a squirrel this time.
it's too bad, dear. I love the squirrel.
Okay, Cliff. United Airlines employees at Newark Liberty International Airport, New Jersey. Recently told a pastor that her emotional support peacock wouldn't be able to accompany her on her flight. Did you hear this?
No, but good.
Really?
I don't want a damn peacock.
No, it's this woman, she tried three times. She was like, please, I'll buy a seat for it. And they just got together. They were like, no, you're not going to bring a peacock onto the plane. I don't care if it's emotional support or not.
Good.
Good for them.
Good for
them. Yeah, that's terribly proper etiquette to bring a peacock onto a plane, if I do say so myself.
Oh, dear, I'm not sure we should be saying something like peacock on the air.
Dear, the peacock, the animal, dear.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
But I don't think, I mean, no peacocks allowed. They're not a crowd. No thanks. Who
no
wants,
thanks.
They're going to peck your hands.
That's just because I don't know you.
All right, here we go. You want to hear something weird.
Oh,
here we
ever.
Go. Now, everybody, this is weird.
Oh, goodness.
A camel beauty contest in Saudi Arabia. Have you heard this?
No.
No, dear, I've not heard about it.
Been rocked by scandal.
Uh-oh.
After 12 camels were disqualified because their owners had used Botox on them.
What are you telling me, dear? This is animal abuse.
Oh, it sounds very abusive, Bo.
It is abusive.
Well, prize money for the Miss Camel contest runs into the millions.
Million?
Oh, yes, making the temptation to cheat irresistible.
Crockpot, get me a camel.
No, he's kidding, Crockpot.
I'm kidding.
So, but what about that? It's just a big thing.
That's just terrible. Terrible. Camels do they're such wonderful things. Carry so much water across the desert, dear. They're injecting Botox.
Don't they have any reverence for such a biblical animal?
No reverence.
No respect.
That's the problem today. No respect.
Camels are the Rodney Dangerfield of pack animals.
And with all that Botox, they look like...
They look like Goldie Hawn in First Wives Club. She first has her lips all injected.
That poor dear.
I don't know how weird it was.
It was very damn weird.
Okay. So, Cliff,
what's weirder? Camels being injected with Botox or a peacock not being on a plane?
Well, I'll tell you what's weirder.
All right.
A curious case in Australia. That's what's weirder.
A man was born and he's aging backwards.
Cliff, I want you to think about this. I want you to picture it. It's a dark and stormy night in Australia. And your toilet just starts flushing out of the blue.
Uh-oh.
And then you open up the wall to find it's not a ghost, but it was a snake living in your toilet.
Uh-oh, toilet
Isn't
snake.
Isn't it weird? They called out authorities to get the snake. It could have been bit just sitting there on the can.
Oh, that sounds terrifying, Bones.
That is terrifying, dear. No. Not weird, but terrifying.
Oh, imagine if one of the children had just set up on a body. No.
Weird.
Weird. It'd be weird in Bushelltown. In Australia, I think it's like every other house.
Dear, there's so many terrible insects and things that'll kill you, dear.
So many. And so, but finally, something really weird, other than that other thing that I said.
Okay.
Here it is, Kendall and everyone else. Police say two truck trailers loaded with 44 tons, no, not of Cliff and Kendall, but 44 tons of chocolate were stolen in southern Germany.
Sweet too.
And there's no sign of the sticky-fingered perpetrators. Police said on Monday that the trailers packed with $400,000 worth of chocolate were stolen, and one was found on Saturday hauled by a Polish truck that had stopped at a rest area, and the driver had fled on foot, but the trailer was still full of stolen chocolate. And the second trailer was found near the border of France, but two-thirds of the chocolate and the Cliff and Kendall-sized thief were gone.
Yeah, I bet it was Oompa Loompas. Now that's a weird story.
I don't know what you're talking about. Such bizarre words like Doompa Boompa.
No, Oompa... Never mind, dear. That was a very weird story. I go for the chocolate, dear. I think that was a very weird
story. I love a piece of chocolate, Sugarlump. Oh, do you have some in your purse?
Yeah, I'm going to go get Mr. Stoddbottom some chocolate, dear, but I think the chocolate story was the weird news.
Oh, do you think they have a vending machine inside the monastery?
No, dear, but they're selling chocolate up front, dear, that little stand, dear.
Out
do you
of
see
a
it,
Snackwell's low-fat sugar cookie. Good.
Dear, I've got to get him his bowel medication. He's off his rocker.
Oh, dear. Don't measure my bowels in front of the monks. Now my bowels are alarmed.
Okay, now we've got to get you over here, dear.
Oh, I don't want to mention.
Crackpot! Oh, crackpot!
Here's some paper towel.
Charles, get out of the fountain!
No!
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay.
That was weird, Cliff.
I mean,
you win again.
I thought it was weird, and of course I would win again. How would I not?
You would win again.
Kendall, but I did want to tell you something.
That I look great in these socks that say Free Tibet?
No, but I was somewhere the other day, and I don't remember what context this was in, but I went into this room, and these people were, I think it was Crockpot, I don't know, it was very late at night. It was Crockpot and Charles, maybe, and they were, like, talking, and they were gossiping about somebody.
Oh, God.
And they saw that it was me, and they're like, oh, good, it was you. We thought it was going to be somebody else, and they're like,
Who was it?
Maybe you, I don't remember. It was very late. Was
you
very
don't
late.
Even know?
It was late. And so, and they were like, oh, we should have a secret knock so that we know if the gossip is still going on. And I said, okay, here, we can have this as our secret knock. And not everybody knew that that was shaving a haircut.
What? Who hasn't seen Roger?
But somebody said, oh, we can't have shaving a haircut as our secret knock. And then somebody else was like, shaving a haircut?
I bet
what
if I
the
asked
hell?
That to people I know, they probably would say the same thing.
Isn't that weird? That's why I just don't want our listeners to let things like shaving a haircut go by the wayside.
Shaving a haircut. Two bits. So what is the secret?
So, I can't tell you. But parents, teach your children shaving a haircut. It's got to start at home.
Your children well. Shave and a haircut. Anyway, Cliff.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Why don't you do right?
Like some other man do.
Oh, now I want to watch Roger Rabbit.
Oh, don't you always kind of want to watch it? What's up with the sequel? Is it coming? Is it not coming?
It's never coming.
Never coming.
I always want to watch it. I watch it all the time when I just need something to fall asleep to at night.
Need it.
Turn it on.
You need it.
Cliff, speaking of turning on the TV.
Who can turn the world on with his smile? Not
me?
Kendall.
Oh.
Either someone else, I'm sure.
Oh.
I'll get back to you.
If you know the secret knock. Cliff, it's time to play Don't Touch That Dial.
It's a hard knock life for us.
It's a hard knock life for us. Instead of kisses, we get kicks.
Instead of kisses, treated,
we get tricks.
It's a hard knock life.
Kendall, don't touch that dial.
I won't. Why would you touch the dial when you're listening to this?
Would you stop with the touching of the dial?
Right.
Kendall, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
What sitcom stars did TV Guide dub the Katherine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy of the overweight set in 1990? So it was before us, or it would have been us.
Roseanne and John Goodman.
Roseanne and John Goodman. You got it!
Ding, ding, ding! I know the big ones.
Yeah.
But who did Morticia Addams tell, "I've been yours since that first day you carved my initials into your leg"?
Oh, was it Gomez?
It was Gomez. How could you guess?
How could you guess? Kendall, let me ask you this. What famed movie director and producer of Amazing Stories debuted as a director on Rod Serling's Night Gallery?
Oh, was that Steven Spielberg?
It was Senor Spielbergo.
Yes. I wrote a whole thesis paper on him in high school, college, somewhere. What actress, Golden Girls character, was dumped for a stewardess after 38 years of marriage?
That Zbornak. Dorothy Zbornak.
Well, the answer was B. Arthur, but yes, Dorothy was her character.
Kendall, what weekly television magazine made its debut in April 1953?
You were going to say in April. I was like, what? Are they still make magazines? TV Guide.
TV Guide.
Don't you miss the old TV Guide? I know you still probably read the TV Guide.
No, I don't. But I did. I used to have a subscription, and I had stacks and stacks of them.
I said that because I was just waiting for you to say, like, I still read the TV Guide.
No.
All right.
It's just that one of the old things that the millennials will never understand.
One of the old things. Who told Homer Simpson, after he made extra bucks as a department store Santa, "You must really love us to sink so low"?
Don't have a cow, man. Was it Bart?
Oh, don't fart. It was Bart.
Whoa.
You are correct.
You are correct. All right, well, that's the end of that segment.
That's all the time we have for Don't Touch That Dial.
Kendall, what has this show about mental illness meant to you?
It's meant a lot, Cliff. It's meant so many special, wonderful things. Look, I got these socks.
They look good on you. They're very slimming to those big, fat ankles.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
I wasn't worried about my ankles, but now, thank you, I'm worried about those too.
Kendall, I'm just trying to keep it real.
I just have a mental illness. That's why I'm so worried about
it. I know. Stop it. It's just your programming.
I'm trying. It's your programming. Just, listeners, stop it. If you need help, go get help. Don't live with a mental disability. Or mental illness. There's no reason to. Because if you don't get help, just sad.
It's just so sad.
So, so sad. Just like this music.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I miss this sad music all the time.
I miss it.
Because I just wanted the soundtrack of my life just playing in a loop all the time. Bloom, 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 bloom. Anyway. Do you have a quote, Cliff?
I do not.
Well, at least you're honest. Well, I always had a dissociative disorder, but I healed from it over the course of 14 years of big-time therapy. But, you know, I mean, everyone is kind of loony now, so I was kind of a pioneer in the mental illness thing, too. That was Roseanne Barr, riding her vacuum cleaner.
Sears finally made one she could ride on.
Yeah.
Oh, Kendall, you know, it's just such a bizarre experience, life. in this day and age,
this show.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
But also, the show is really a comment on life,
uh-huh.
And so you know that's the comment is that it's a bizarre experience, and isn't it just so weird? It's like we're on this ride tour, and other people have things. We have this real literal ride tour that we're on. But other people have like a metaphorical ride tour where they're like, I don't know where this is going. I don't know how long this ride tour is going to go on. Mm-hmm. Are you sure we're not just dead and in hell? Or is it just a ride tour?
Is there really a ride tour at all? Are we in the Matrix?
What's happening?
Is this a test?
Is it just a test? Are we living inside a computer program?
Are we a simulation?
What evil bastard would program such a fat, awful simulation?
And if you're listening, can you code me a little differently, please?
Can you code me? Oh, my God. Is it just so weird?
Yes, I'm sorry to break it. I know you're almost finished with the show, dude, but
what are you doing in here, bud?
Oh, my. We're doing the show. We're trying to finish the show.
I thought it would have been finished moments ago.
Well, dear, I was just going to tell you, they're selling cakes over here, dear, and the last one's about to go.
Oh, my God, the monastery's having a bake sale.
We'll see you next week.
Oh, save me that carrot cake there, monk boy.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Shave and haircut. Two bitches. Shave and haircut.